This week, the entire AI industry filed for IPO at the same time. OpenAI quietly submitted paperwork. SpaceX revealed Anthropic is paying it $15 billion a year, and Anthropic booked its first ever operating profit. The Frontier Lab era just became a public market story. Welcome to AI in 20 for the week of May 22nd, 2026. I'm Bennett, your host.
And I'm Aaron, your co-host. Bennett, this was the single biggest week of AI financial news in industry history. We've got the IPO tsunami, an open AI model that just disproved an 80-year-old math conjecture. Google rewriting the search box for the first time in a quarter century. Carpathy switching teams, and the labor backlash going public in three different ways. Let's get into it.
Story of the week. Aaron, three financial bombshells in 72 hours, and they only make sense together. Walk us through it.
Three legs of one stool. On Wednesday, May 20th, multiple outlets confirmed OpenAI is preparing to file confidential IPO paperwork with the SEC as early as today, Friday, May 22nd. They're working with Goldman, Morgan Stanley, and JP Morgan, targeting a window between Labor Day and Thanksgiving, at a private market valuation north of $850 billion. The twist? OpenAI's own CFO publicly said 2 weeks ago that the books weren't ready and the company should wait until 2027. Something changed. The likely something is the SpaceX timeline.
Which brings us to leg two.
The same day, SpaceX filed its own public S-1 for a June NASDAQ listing under ticker SPCX at a $1.75 trillion targeted valuation. Buried in the prospectus was the disclosure of the year. Anthropic is paying SpaceX $1.25 billion per month through May 2029. That's $15 billion a year, $45 billion total, for compute access to the Memphis Colossus 1 data center, and now Colossus 2. Remember, this is the facility Elon Musk built to train Grok. Anthropic confirmed it's expanding onto GB200 capacity in Colossus 2 throughout June. The two companies are also publicly exploring multi-gigawatt orbital data centers, solar-powered, cooled by the void.
And SpaceX's own financials.
Posted a $4.28 billion net loss against $4.69 billion in Q1 revenue, with Starlink the only profitable line. The Anthropic deal alone could fund SpaceX's AI build-out roughly three times over. And Bennett, sit with this one. Musk's xAI is renting out the Memphis supercluster to a direct competitor instead of using it to train Grok. Several analysts read that as xAI quietly stepping out of the frontier model race and pivoting to be a neocloud landlord. Quite a reversal for the company that branded itself TruthGPT.
Leg three was the Anthropic numbers.
Anthropic projects $10.9 billion in Q2 revenue. That's up 130% from Q1's $4.8 billion, and a $559 million operating profit, the company's first ever profitable quarter. Compute as a share of revenue is forecast to drop from 71 cents to 56 cents on the dollar. Over 1,000 enterprise customers each spend more than $1 million annually. Anthropic is simultaneously raising a round that could value it near $900 billion. One caveat: the operating profit excludes stock-based comp, and Anthropic told investors last summer it didn't expect full-year profitability until 2028. So this is likely a single quarter window before the next CapEx wave.
So what does the picture add up to?
This week effectively crowned the new AI oligarchy and broadcast the price of admission. OpenAI public at roughly $1 trillion, SpaceX public at $1.75 trillion, with Anthropic as its anchor tenant. Anthropic operationally profitable, while becoming SpaceX's single largest customer. The frontier labs are no longer just competing for users. They are wiring themselves into each other's balance sheets in ways that will be very hard to untangle. As we covered 2 weeks ago, when the $200 billion Google TPU deal landed, the binding constraint is gigawatts. This week, we found out exactly what the gigawatts cost.
Let's get into the week in AI. Aaron, on Tuesday, OpenAI announced one of its internal models just disproved a conjecture Paul Erdős posed in 1946.
80 years old. The planar unit distance problem. Erdős conjectured the maximum number of unit distance pairs among n points in a plane grows essentially linearly. OpenAI's internal general-purpose reasoning model, not a math-specialized system, autonomously produced a new infinite family of point configurations, yielding at least n to the 1 plus delta unit distance pairs for a fixed delta greater than zero. A polynomial improvement, not merely asymptotic. The construction bridges algebraic number theory with elementary geometry in a way reviewers called genuinely novel. Independently verified by Noga Alon, Thomas Bloom, who maintains the Erdős Problems database, and Melanie Wood. Fields medalist Tim Gowers called it, quote, a milestone in AI mathematics.
And Bloom's endorsement matters specifically because?
Because 7 months ago, Bloom publicly slammed an earlier OpenAI claim as, quote, a dramatic misrepresentation. That earlier embarrassment drew open mockery from Jan LeCun and Demis Hassabis. This time, Bloom is on the record praising the work. Look, this is being framed as the first time an AI has autonomously solved a prominent open problem at the core of an established mathematical field. Not assisted a human, not formalized a known proof, produced a novel mathematical idea. The Hacker News thread captured the mood. One commenter wrote, everyone laughed when OpenAI said their models will have PhD-level intelligence, and now the goalpost has moved to whether AI can create new math. It also lands at exactly the right moment for OpenAI's IPO narrative. Frontier reasoning capability is now a concrete, peer-validated claim, not a marketing line.
Google I/O 2026. Three Gemini models in one keynote. And the search box got its first real redesign in a quarter century.
Gemini 3.5 Flash shipped generally available the same day. Beats the larger 3.1 Pro on terminal bench at 76 versus 70. Runs roughly 4 times faster than competing frontier models. Default in the Gemini app and AI mode globally. But pricing jumped from 30 cents and 250 per million tokens to $150 and $9. A 3 times input hike that effectively retires the subsidized inference era. Gemini OmniFlash is a new any-to-any multimodal model, generating and editing video from images, audio, text, or existing video, deployed inside YouTube Shorts. And Gemini Spark is a 24/7 personal agent running on dedicated VMs for workspace and enterprise customers.
And the search box itself.
First major change in about 25 years. The box expands dynamically, accepts text, images, files, video, and Chrome tabs as inputs, surfaces AI mode, talk, and create shortcuts. Pichai disclosed 3.2 quadrillion tokens processed monthly, 7 times year over year, 900 million MAU on the Gemini app, 1 billion MAU on AI mode in search, and 180 to 190 billion in annual capex. Two threads worth pulling. First, the search box redesign is the most concrete step yet toward what The Verge's Nilay Patel has been calling Google Zero, the moment Google stops sending meaningful traffic to the open web. For publishers and anyone whose business depends on Google referrals, the long-feared structural change just landed in pixels. Second, the Flash price hike is the loudest signal yet that the era of 20-cent input tokens is ending. Combined with the Anthropic profitability story, the inference economics of the entire industry are visibly shifting upward.
Two Anthropic moves to group. Carpathy joined them, and they bought Stainless.
On May 19th, Andre Carpathy, OpenAI co-founder, former Tesla Autopilot lead, announced he's joining Anthropic's pre-training team under Nick Joseph. His remit? Build a sub-team using Claude itself to accelerate pre-training research. He posted on X, quote, I think the next few years at the frontier of LLMs will be especially formative. Notably, he chose Anthropic over the company he co-founded. The day before, Anthropic acquired Stainless for a reported $300 million. Stainless built the SDK and MCP server generation tooling that powers the official Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, and Cloudflare SDKs across TypeScript, Python, Go, Java, and Kotlin. Anthropic confirmed it will wind down all hosted Stainless products. New signups closed. Existing customers keep what they generated but lose the platform.
Read both together.
Carpathy's choice is the highest status signal yet in the talent war. When one of the most respected figures in AI walks away from the company he co-founded to join a competitor, that's a coherent vote on where momentum and culture sit. The Stainless deal underlines the same point from the infrastructure side. Anthropic just bought the front door to OpenAI's developer experience and is closing it. Several HN commenters quoted the Tron line, "Master control program's been snapping up all us programs who believe."
The AI security week from hell. GitHub got breached, and a CISA admin leaked AWS GovCloud keys on a public repo.
On May 20, GitHub confirmed a breach of approximately 3,800 internal repositories after a GitHub employee installed a poisoned VS Code Marketplace extension, a malicious version of NX Console, on a work device. The threat actor, Team PCP, demanded a $50,000 minimum bid on the breached forum with a leak threat. Same group that previously poisoned Aqua's Trivi Scanner, Checkmarks, Light LLM, the Telnix SDK, TanStack, and Mistral's package. They specialize in supply chain attacks against developer and AI middleware. Separately, Brian Krebs broke the story that a contractor for CISA, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, left a public GitHub repo named Private CISA, exposing admin credentials to three AWS GovCloud accounts and plain text credentials for dozens of internal CISA systems. One file was helpfully named Important AWS Tokens. Repo had been open since November. AWS keys reportedly stayed valid for 48 hours after takedown.
The thread back to AI.
The friction-free extension ecosystem that makes Cursor, Copilot, Codex, and Claude Code so productive is exactly the surface that gives attackers one-click access into the most security-conscious companies in tech. GitHub itself, owned by Microsoft, publisher of VS Code, getting hit underlines how systemic the problem is. And there's a quieter, worse pattern. Developers routinely feed entire .env files into Claude, Codex, and OpenRouter via coding assistance. If those secrets end up in vendor logs, the blast radius from a single careless prompt rivals a public GitHub commit. The CISA leak is the dramatic version of a quieter pattern playing out at thousands of organizations every day.
The AI labor backlash went visible this week. Three stories.
First, former Google CEO Eric Schmidt was booed multiple times during his May 16th commencement at the University of Arizona when he turned to AI. His worst line, "When someone offers you a seat on the rocket ship, you do not ask which seat, you just get on." Three commencement speakers booed for pro-AI remarks within a single week. Second, Standard Chartered CEO Bill Winters told reporters in Hong Kong that the bank's plan to cut up to 8,000 jobs was about, quote, "replacing in some cases lower-value human capital with the financial capital and investment we're putting in." The phrase, "lower-value human capital," set off a firestorm. Former Singapore President Halimah Yacob called it disturbing and demeaning. Winters issued an internal walkback within 24 hours. And third, on May 20th, Intuit announced layoffs of 3,000 employees, 17% of workforce, to refocus on AI, except CEO Sasan Gudarzi told CNBC the cuts had, quote, "nothing to do with AI." His own FY25 comp was $36.8 million. Layoffs came despite a $4.65 billion quarter, with profits up 48%.
And the polling.
Only 18% of young adults feel hopeful about AI per Gallup. An Economist YouGov poll has over 70% of Americans saying AI is advancing too quickly. 68% of Republicans, 77% of Democrats, a rare bipartisan supermajority. The dollar value of AI ad budgets is starting to collide with the political and reputational cost of being seen as the side that doesn't care. Schmidt-style embrace the rocket ship rhetoric is no longer landing with the people whose entry-level jobs are evaporating.
Two political stories that bookend the legal week. Musk lost the OpenAI lawsuit, and Trump pulled his AI executive order.
On Monday, May 18th, a unanimous 9-person jury in Oakland ruled against Musk in his lawsuit against Altman, Brockman, OpenAI, and Microsoft. Took less than 2 hours. The jury decided Musk waited too long. Claims fell outside California's 3-year statute of limitations. Judge Gonzales Rogers agreed and tossed the case. Musk had been seeking damages between $78 and $135 billion. He called it, quote, a calendar technicality, and vowed to appeal. Importantly, the jury did not rule on the underlying claim that Altman and Brockman, quote, stole a charity. The nonprofit to for-profit governance question remains legally untested. Exactly the issue Republican state AGs from Florida, Montana, Nebraska, Iowa, West Virginia, and Louisiana have asked the SEC to scrutinize before approving the IPO.
And Thursday,
the White House postponed Trump's planned signing of an AI executive order that would have established a voluntary 90-day pre-launch review framework for frontier models, with NSA involvement in classified red team testing. Sources told Axios that Zuckerberg, Musk, and AI advisor David Sachs each spoke with Trump in the 12 hours before the planned signing. Trump's own line, "I don't want to get in the way of that leading. AI policy in the US is being made by a handful of CEO phone calls." Exactly the kind of regulatory whiplash European policymakers are using to justify their own overreach.
Last one. Alibaba shipped Quen 3.7 Max and claimed the hallucination crown.
May 19. 1 million token context window. Scored 56.6 on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index. Fifth overall, highest-ranked Chinese model. The headline claim is lowest hallucination rate among frontier models, ahead of Opus 4.7, Gemini 3.1 Pro, and GPT 5.5. The catch is in the methodology. On AA Omniscience, raw accuracy dropped 7.6 points, while the hallucination rate dropped 21 points. The model is abstaining more often. Whether that's a feature or a benchmark hack is the live debate. Alibaba is also claiming the model can run autonomously for 35 hours with a 10x performance optimization on a domestic Chinese AI chip.
Your editorial read.
Bennett, look at the packaging. A closed weights max tier released alongside heavy promotion of domestic chip performance and 35-hour autonomous runs, dropped into Western media exactly as the OpenAI and SpaceX S1s file. That fits a broader Chinese pattern of using AI releases and Western coverage of them to undercut US valuations ahead of the IPO window. Anthropic's own policy paper this week conceded US models are only several months ahead of Chinese counterparts and that Beijing is winning in global adoption on cost. Chinese models are now over 60% of OpenRouter usage by token volume, up from roughly 1% in 2024. If Chinese inference economics keep dragging down what the West can charge per token, that's a direct hit on the IPO valuations underwriting the entire US CapEx cycle.
Aaron, zoom out. The thread this week.
Three threads stitch this week together. One, the CapEx valuation flywheel just locked in. OpenAI files at roughly $1 trillion. SpaceX targets $1.75 trillion, Anthropic raises at $900 billion, Google commits $190 billion in annual CapEx, and Anthropic alone pays SpaceX $15 billion a year. The Frontier Lab landscape is now a public market story, not a research story. The labs are wired into each other's revenue lines in ways that will outlast any product cycle.
Two.
The Frontier capability story is racing the public trust story. OpenAI's model disproved an 80-year-old conjecture this week. The same week, three commencement speakers got booed for pro-AI remarks, Intuit laid off 3,000 people, and a Cloudflare CEO published a WSJ op-ed explaining which of his employees he'd replace with AI. Frontier capabilities and frontier backlash are growing on the same compounding curve.
And three,
the U.S. is keeping the lead by inches, not miles. Anthropic's own paper concedes several months. Qwen 3.7 Max claims the hallucination crown. Chinese models are 60% of open router usage. The White House pulled its AI safety executive order at the last minute after lobby calls from Zuckerberg and Musk. And Mistral's CEO openly warned this week that Europe has 2 years to avoid becoming an AI vassal state. The Western answer is more vertical integration of cloud, lab, government, and capital markets. Single line for the close. This was the week the AI industry stopped pretending it wasn't a public market story, and the political bill, the labor bill, and the security bill all came due in the same 5 days.
That's your AI in 20 for this week. See you next Friday.